we're so very glad you're here, and we were so very, 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 very glad to see you last night at our community appreciation concert. Wow, 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 wow. As I said earlier today, I have some radio spots recapping a little what went on last night. And so the best way to do it is to play a song from each of the artists. So we're going to do that over the next 20 or so minutes. But I summarized the whole evening with a devotional verse that came across my path when I was reading that very morning, and it's Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2, and so I'll share it with you, and I shared it with everyone last night as we closed out the program. We had Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, Michael Card on stage, the singing men of GNN on stage. We were closing it all out with a little praise and worship sing, and they had the band there on stage, and I said, wow, listen, this was true of the night. Psalm 9, verse 1 and 2. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. And that happened last night over and over again as these fine artists just sang and declared the wonders of God. It was wonderful. And Stu, thanks for co-hosting this morning's program. We were up past 1 a.m. last night. We had some late night dinner because we were working so hard throughout the afternoon, but so many people made the night. Oh, by the way, welcome, Stu, to the morning program. Mark and friends, you're a friend, you're a brother. Thanks for coming in from Arizona and helping me the last couple days, and you're going to be here till Sunday night.
Glad to be here, my brother.
Do you want to do a shout-out for your lovely wife?
I do. To my lovely wife, Trista, in Phoenix, I'd like to say, ¿cómo te sientes?
No habla inglés, señor. In fact, these two have been married 21 years, and I'm telling you, they're still kissy-faced. They're like newlyweds. It's unbelievable. Every time they go in and out of a room, they kiss. They sit down at the couch, they kiss. They get into the car, they kiss. It's unbelievable. 21 years. So kudos to you, Stu. Great marriage. And love you, little Trista.
Been blessed, my brother.
Well, we're going to start out with a song by Michael Card. He sang it last night. He said of like the 393 songs he's written, this is his favorite. And I agree. When I first heard it, it became an instant favorite. It's entitled, Come Lift Up Your Sorrows. And I think you'll agree. You'll soon have it as one of your favorites. Here's Michael Card.
If you are wounded, and if you're alone, if you are angry, if your heart is cold as stone, if you have fallen, and if you are weak, then come find the word of God that only the suffering seek. Come lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your shame there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you. Worship him with your wounds, for he's wounded too. He has not stuttered, and he has not lied. When he said, come unto me, you're not disqualified. When you're heavy laden, you may want to depart, but those who know sorrow, they're closest to his heart. Come lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Sacrifice of all your share there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you us to cry out to Him, and you'll find no curtain there, no reason left for fear. There's perfect freedom here to weep every unwept tear. Come lift up your sorrow,
lift up your sorrow,
and offer your pain.
Wasn't that a great song? Oh, was it powerful? Well, Wayne Watson followed Michael Card and shared a number of stories and selections and old favorites. And so here's one that many of you are familiar with, but he kidded with everyone, saying basically his kids are now grown, but he wrote this when they were little children. And this is entitled Watercolor Ponies by Wayne Watson.
Refrigerator door, and the shape of something I don't really recognize. Brush with careful little fingers and put proudly on display, a reminder to us all how time. An endless mound of laundry and a stairway laced with toys gives a blow-by-blow reminder of the war that we fight for their well-being, for the greater understanding, part of holy reverence for the Lord. Baby, what will we do when it comes back to me and you? They look a little less like little boys every day. Pleasure of watching children growing is mixed with a bitter cup of knowing that the watercolor ponies are gonna one day, yeah, gonna ride away, and the vision can get so narrow as you view through your tiny world.
children growing is mixed with a bitter cup of knowing that the watercolor ponies are gonna one day. One day they will ride away.
Well, Stu, then we went to a little break and we had a little intermission and Twyla Paris came out. Did you have a favorite song by Twyla Paris?
She has so many wonderful songs, but I think one of my favorites was definitely How Beautiful.
Well, let's hear it. Twyla Paris, How Beautiful, off her CD, A Heart That Knows You.
How beautiful the hands that served the wine and the bread and the sons of the earth. How beautiful the feet.
You know, it was interesting, Stu, while Twyla Paris was singing, I was sitting next to Mark Barak, and he was one of our singing men stagehands, our roadies, and every time I'd say anything, don't talk, I love her singing, she is so fantastic, and I said, actually, this is going to go late, because Steve Green's supposed to follow up, and he goes, you don't get her off the stage, you keep her up there, and anyways, so she was fantastic, and then Steve Green closed out the evening, and so we'll play a favorite by Steve Green. Many of you have heard the song, and it was indicative of the evening that people need the Lord, and we serve a gracious, wonderful, loving God, and we all need Him. And so Steve sings about it in People Need the Lord. This is Steve Green.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people headed who knows where. On they go. quiets their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end
know about you, but I need the Lord. Stu needs the Lord. We all need the Lord. And thank you, God, that you pursued each and every one of us. What an incredible evening. Oh, it was so fantastic and wonderful. And we had the best program. Steve Carmichael, who was our project manager and really put heart and soul and effort for many months into this concert. And we had this 12-page edition, Stu, and I know we only have another minute or two left, but look at all the photographs. There's the Singing Men of GNN, all the concert donors, all the various sponsors, the business donors, the key radio staff listed, our board members, our concert volunteers, our founding partners and builders. This was a collector's item, and we do have some extra ones, but it's nice to be able to pass this around and honor all the wonderful businesses. We had like 20 plus businesses involved and raised many dollars. So basically we were able to break even. I know it was within a few hundred dollars. So thank you, sponsors. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. We appreciate you. And we're going to close out with the Singing Men of GNN, a portion of one of the songs we sang last night, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, and May He Be Your God Today. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night. And Stu, thank you for the 25 words that you shared this morning. We'll have you on another time.
Glad to be here.